Well, we only limited the entries for the color guard, the drumline, and the field show competition, simply because last year the awards were at 11:30 at night, and as Buddy said, they were really concerned they were going to start the festival on one day and end it on another. And it's as somebody that participated in the competition last year, it made it an extremely long day for the students, and we were trying to be a little bit more customer friendly, limit the number of those field entries, but not limit the number of parade entries.
Okay, but still with 30 entries, there will be judging along the parade route done by members of the...
Oh, the music judge will be at the Baptist headquarters on Main. The corner judge will be at 9th and Main, elevated on a scaffolding. And the block judge will be at Car Dealers on 9th Street, also on scaffolding. The music judge will probably be roaming the street listening, as usual. They try to get in with the band. Some of them do, some of them don't. The other two judges will be stationary. And I'll let these guys tell you who the judges are exactly.
Well, in the parade for music, it's Kevin Griffin, who taught with me in St. Joe, actually. And the corner judge is Mike Everman. And the block judge is Richard Yeager, who used to teach at Missouri, still does teach at Missouri Western.
Still teaches, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. We have three different centers that will be working over there, as have been in the past. Mm-hmm. The indoor, in the gymnasium at the high school, the first block of performances will be the color guard, auxiliaries, dance lines, palm lines, anything that has the visual part of the shows. Then shortly after that begins, the field show competition begins at 10:30. I believe the other one starts at 9:15 or 9:30, 9:45. Yes, and then the field show starts at 10:30, and we have 40 bands slated for performance between that 9:30 start time and probably around 12 hours later. Yeah, it'll end around 9:30.
Last band, I believe, is at 9.
I believe so. And then when the indoor color guard is done in the gymnasium, we move that into a percussion center. So there'll be drum lines, and there's just a lot to see in here. And it's just an exciting day for spectators, parents, as well as the kids. The indoor activities for the indoor auxiliary, the judges are two ladies that are connected with past teaching choreography and captains of Missouri Western and other lines in the Kansas City area. Haley Albers, who is actually now an elementary music teacher, and Jordan Bressman will be judging in the indoor venue. The indoor percussion venue, we're going to bring in Dr. Josh Knight, who is the new director of percussion at Missouri Western, and I wanted to bring him in and introduce him to Northwest or North Central Missouri, and this is a great place to do that. And Megan Arnes, who's the director of percussion at the University of Missouri, she'll be coming up to work with him. On the field, we have three judges from the Des Moines, Iowa area who have many years of experience. Tony Garmo, who was the director of bands at Valley West Des Moines High School, and Dan Stecker, who's from Pleasantville, Iowa, who had taught at Roosevelt High School as well. And one actually who is a Missouri boy, retired from Liberty High School just a couple years ago. Paul Warnix is coming down. He's moved back to Iowa where he had lived previously, but he's coming down to judge the drum majors. And Kayla Weens, who's is a choreographer and a dance teacher and worked with Flags now for 25 years, will be working with the auxiliary on the field, giving them her evaluation and tips and pointers to help them improve. And Keith Reether comes from way down south. Yeah. He's down from recently retired from Lebanon High School, Lebanon, Missouri. Wonderful musician, great bands, and a great educator. We try to find great teachers who have had success in the past come and be our judges, because this isn't just about assigning numbers. It's about it's an educational experience. They need to be able to talk with these folks and give them suggestions. Not only this could be better, but how can you make it better? It's very important we find the right people in these positions.